This recording, Ohio 7, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. We always had a lot of fun in our neighborhood. Amy and I would dance outside in the grass. Some of my friends would play tag or flashlight tag around the neighborhood. A lot of times we would also go to our different parents and grandparents around the neighborhood and get a quarter or 50 cents from each of them and then go down to the grocery store that is 2 blocks away, or used to be 2 blocks away, and we would get Scooter Crunch ice cream bars or bonbons. I remember one time one of my friends who was a Jehovah's Witness told me that she had a Bible story for sale. And I came down and I told my mom and dad that my friend had a Bible story for sale. And it seems like it was $4. And my mom, thinking, you know, it's just regular old Bible story, gave me the money to go down there and buy the story, so, or the book. So I went down to my friend's house and I bought the book from her, and I brought it back, and Mom took a look over it and saw that it was not the same doctrine that we were raised with, and it was a Jehovah's Witness book. And Mom walked the book back down to her mom and got the money back from it. So needless to say, it wasn't going to be a book that we were going to have in our house.